The room, originally Antonio Amarieta's bedroom, contains works by artists belonging to or close to informalism, alongside two large paintings by Piero Manzoni from the late 1950s. The artists of informalism responded to a climate of profound mistrust of rational values that from the 1940s to the 1960s, in part due to the disasters of the war, spread throughout Europe, the United States, and Japan. These artists had a very loose conception of making art. Rather than painting or sculpting forms, they intervened directly on materials with free, spontaneous, and creative gestures and expressive signs, capable of evoking and arousing reactions and emotions. Among the various currents in this heterogeneous movement, Antonio Boschi and Maria di Stefano were particularly interested in formal naturalistic art, acquiring, for example, numerous works by Alfredo Kigene, a painter whom they had followed from his early days. His compositions stand out on the wall at the entrance to the room hung at the top. They were created in the mid-1950s and are characterized by vivid, flat, contrasting color fields. At the end of the 1950s, Milan became a fundamental crossroads for the development of some very innovative artistic tendencies, stimulated by the international scene and the research of the Dada and constructivist avant-gardes, but also by the experience of Fontana and spatialism. Among the artists was the very young Piero Manzoni, who until his premature death at the age of only 30 in 1963, questioned all the principles of artistic tradition. In 1957, Manzoni worked for the first time on his white paintings, which he would later call achrom. These are monochrome paintings made of raw materials that make the idea of a conceptual and infinite space visible, devoid of images and colors, as in the two 1958 works Ipotesi Prima Rettangolo Interrotto, First Hypothesis Interrupted Rectangle, and Rettangolo Rectangle, hung on the wall that backs onto the corridor. Before leaving the room and concluding this tour of the Home Museum, let's take a look at the dining room furniture designed between 1949 and 1950 by the modernist architect Gino Levi Montalcini for Villa De Benedetti in Realie, in the province of Turin. The surfaces of the table and the console are covered in ceramic and decorated with abstract motifs. The structure of the furniture, on the other hand, is made of oak over an iron frame, so-called reinforced wood, a solution patented by Levi Montalcini that allows for a very solid and resistant structure, at the same time thin and light. In the center of the ceiling is the Agena pendant lamp from the Galassia collection. This is a pendant lamp that bears the name of a rocket. Its shape recalls celestial objects and planets. It was produced in 1993 by Venini and designed by the internationally renowned architect and designer Alessandro Mendini, nephew of Antonio Boschi and Maria di Stefano. To return to the entrance of the Home Museum, take the corridor and retrace your steps. Thank you for visiting Casa Museo Boschi di Stefano. We hope to see you again soon.